Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty, and this is a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Today, I will be chatting about living a slower-paced life. You might ask, what do I mean? What is a slower-paced life? Well, by this I mean savouring the simple pleasures of life and experiencing them more mindfully, being present in the moment, as it were, increasing your awareness of your body and your mind, and doing what you need to do rather than what you actually think you should be doing. Living a slower-paced life is also about enjoying the simple things in life, being content with what you have, and enabling you to reconnect with yourself and your inner being, your true self. These days, the world is such a fast-paced place with instant gratification, isn't it? Availability of a lot of things on tap. This means that people are sort of on the go all the time and don't actually have downtime to reflect on their lives and how they live them. Leading a slower-paced life is, I understand, not everyone's thing. And indeed, some people would never even consider attempting it. It occurred to me that a sort of consequence of the pandemic that we've been through in the last few years was that many people found themselves unexpectedly living a slower-paced life. You know, staying indoors, making your own entertainment, perhaps sharing more family time together if you were fortunate to be with loved ones at the time, doing things together as a family or on your own, perhaps rediscovering lost loves, like gardening or cooking or baking bread, things like that. Having to make do with the ingredients in the cupboard, as you couldn't get what you wanted. Staying closer to home and spending more time in your home. I remember learning new things about my home and my neighbourhood that I never really noticed before. I spoke to people about a myriad of things from a distance. People shared what they had, if they knew that people didn't have something. A great deal of bartering and swapping household items went on too. Well, it certainly did where I lived at the time. And people seemed to care more about their neighbours. And everyone seemed to take more care of their environment they were living in, to make sure that anybody delivering things, or key workers having to work at the sharp end, were kept as safe as possible. And people were really thoughtful of others too. During lockdown, I experienced the taste of a slower-paced life, and to be honest, I rather liked it, or some aspects anyway. It goes without saying that lockdown did pose its challenges too. However, I find slower-paced living incredibly interesting. It reminded me a lot of my life as a child, growing up in the 60s and 70s, when life was very different from today. It is incredibly interesting to read things about yesteryear, when grandparents were youngsters, and how their lives were then. You might have been really fortunate to have had discussions with your elders and your family about such things. I recall having many long conversations with my grandmother about life when she was young, and she found such joy in leading a slower-paced life, although there wasn't anything else at the time that was different. She seemed to be very grateful for what she had, who she was, and where she could help others in need. It made me think about what our departed ancestors might think about our lives today, with all the benefits that we have in life now that they never had, and how since lockdown we now have a potential opportunity to combine living a slower-paced life like them, but with the added accoutrements of today's technology. Such a thought-provoking concept, I think. It's clear to me that living a slower-paced life is something which I would like to consider. Though given too much choice in how I spent my free time, who knows where I might end up. What's clear to me is that a fast-paced life is not so good for your overall health and well-being in the longer term. One question I am pondering on now is about whether consumerism, some people's incessant need to share information on social media, and materialistic attitudes in modern times have led to a much busier way of life generally. I wonder what you think. Quite a beguiling thought, that is. I can feel another podcast coming on for that subject too sometime soon. I reckon there's a lot to be said for leading a slower-paced life. Why not give it some thought? Jennifer West has a nice succinct quote, which I rather like. Don't be afraid of taking the slow lane in life. It brings more happiness. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves. And thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.